Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to the Wise Men Say podcast. Sunderland lose again for the second game in a row. We're going to talk about that. We're in the middle of January, so we are going to decide what needs doing and discuss if we think anything is going to happen at all in terms of transfers. So, joining myself to do that is Gareth Barker.
Evening.
You well?
All right,
well,
yeah.
Sir? Yeah?
All right, yeah, I think so. Still here.
On Blue Monday, how blue are you on a scale of 1 to 10?
I'm all right, really.
Okay.
Maybe it'll hit tomorrow. Maybe it's a delayed effect. Who knows? We'll find out. We'll find out.
Are you going to update everybody, are you?
No.
Okay.
Won't be doing that now. Nobody
You'll
cares.
Find out. Right.
Don't want to depress everybody. More so than usual.
Let's see if we can avoid that. Matt Keelan's joined us as well.
Nice.
Like mixing things up this season more and more, don't we?
Yeah, we do. So you say. How are you? Okay.
I'm okay. You two are going to have to really lead on the match analysis because I couldn't really. I had on my Sky Go when I was covering you know who, but. I couldn't really concentrate. It was like every now and again, a break a player, player went down injured. I was like looking. And just as Man City scored, when De Bruyne scored, we make a 2-2. And I was like inside, I was like, get in. And start like dialing through to the studio. And then I looked down at my phone and could see the Ipswich players celebrating their second. I was like, oh, God. So that was a very up and down few seconds. So yeah, you're going to have to guide me on it, really. Good goal by Clark. How reliant on Clark are you now, Gareth? Is this just?
We may be in.
Are we nowhere near the league position suggests in terms of like? Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like, how important is it? If you took him out of our team, would we just be like absolutely nowhere near where we are now?
No.
Is that obvious?
No, we wouldn't be. Well, I mean, he scored 14 goals, has he? And the next top scorer has got 2, I think. So. Yeah, I think if he hadn't scored all of those goals, we'd be in serious problems. And if the replacement for Jack Clark is in the squad already, then he would be playing as regularly as Jack Clark is because he'd be another name on the team sheet immediately. So yeah, but no, I think we would be in. The bottom half of the table had it not been for Jack Clark's goals, I would have thought.
Well, the last goal that wasn't Jack Clark that was scored away from home was against Sheffield Wednesday in September. And it was Ballard. So make of that what you will, I guess. How reliant we are on him, I think, like, you know. I think if you take him out of the team, I don't think it's crazy to say that you're probably not even in the top half of the table. I'm not saying take him out and take all his goals away previously. I'm saying if you take him out now and don't replace him, which you can't really, because you can't replace him with another player of that quality, you'll just slide down the table. Because no one else will score. So it's as simple as that, isn't it?
Because it wasn't like his goal was one of them, wasn't it? Like, it's not like creator of nothing where, he's taking like 3 players on and smashed it in, but it's a it's a goal of real quality that only like a top level player can do. It wasn't like we carved them open
No.
and he just had to provide the finish. It was very much like him taking control of a situation, wasn't it? And like slamming in a ball that was bobbling about into the top corner. And I
Yeah,
think it's
no.
just, I know it's such a like obvious observation to make, isn't it? But I think we always give them the benefit of the doubt and think like it's a young team and you can see what they're trying to do and I'm not getting on the transfer policy or anything yet. But like maybe it was because I was at that other match on Saturday and I saw the difference like Kevin De Bruyne makes. And it's just sometimes you've got to just acknowledge that it's like good players make teams better. And like I'm sitting watching the world champions like on top, but like it took one of the best players the Premier League's ever seen to come on and actually like do something. And I feel like that's where we are at the minute with them.
But it was just like that goal, like Barr did reasonably well for it, but it's like the position Clark takes up on the edge of the box, it's there's not who else, and then to be able to ping that in like that, and another goalkeeper, to be fair, I thought it was a strange position the goalkeeper took up for it, but we don't have any, who else is going to do that? I mean, yeah, like we've scored a couple of decent goals this season, like Neil has. Neil's got a decent strike, we know that, but there's no one else in the team that could pull that goal out. And obviously that's the only goal we've scored and we created some chances, particularly in the second half. And it's like, well, we're just not like how have we not converted a couple of these? And then the plan seems to just be just give the ball to Clark and see what he can do. And it was evident against like Newcastle that if Clark doesn't play very well, we don't play very well and we don't create anything at all.
Well, so for myself and other people I knew who might be listening who couldn't watch the game, do you want to, was it a deserved loss?
I
Was it
think
a
so on the
decent away
balance of
performance?
I think we played all right for probably 20 minutes and then we just kind of don't know, it's difficult to know what we're supposed what the plan is. I think that's what I find watching it. It's I don't really know what aside from give the ball to Clark and hope he does something, is it doesn't seem really be any pattern of play or style or anything like that. So once we kind of lose our grip on the game a bit and Ipswich got on top of us and started creating good opportunities, which we defended some last ditch pretty well, to concede the goal we did was the second goal was pretty poor really.
Talk me through that because I've seen a lot of criticism coming for one player on that, and I think I'll be honest, I haven't seen it back yet. I saw their equaliser, I saw our goal, but I haven't come across that one yet. Like I said, I just saw the players celebrating, and I haven't like got to be weird to like watch it.
Well, it was a daft free kick given away on the far side, and then they put a ball in the
How
box. And
daft?
this,
How daft was
well, it
it?
was just one of them stupid, like, where you just leave them and you're.
He was facing away from, he was facing
Yeah.
essentially the touch line with his back to goal, and he's kind of, it was quite soft, to be
It
honest.
was soft, yeah.
He's kind of just barged and
One of
barged in.
those where everybody's shouting, "Don't foul him! Don't
Don't,
foul him!"
yeah, everyone,
Don't
yeah,
foul
basically, yeah,
him. But he
basically, yeah.
barely, like, to be fair, it was stupid and it was naive, but he barely touched him, to be
Yeah.
honest. Yeah, but it's one where you're just like, he's always gonna give that foul. And
Is
then
that what
yeah.
Pritchard was kicking off about when he come off and he was pointing to
I
that area of
don't
the
know.
pitch? Obviously, we don't know, but
Think he's probably just come. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if he was just complaining generally at the, to be honest, because like I didn't like why take him off. Like that's another thing. Like, but anyway, the goal, yeah, and then they put the ball in from there. Touchline, and the smallest bloke on the pitch stands on his own and heads. It was a good header,
It
but
was, yeah.
just stands on his own and heads it in. And
Yeah. I
there
did see
you
the goal. I mean, I didn't see the build up to it. It was what I meant. I did see the header.
go. But was that a test? To
No,
play
because I
watch.
just realised that I've just said I didn't see the goal. I actually did see the header. I didn't see the foul and the build up to it is what I meant. Right. Well, now you're saying, that you can mention the Pritchard thing, though, Matt, because it's.
I don't, like, well, I don't know.
These are other things about the key players in our team, man, aren't they? Like, it's like Clark is in some rough diamond that we found that nobody else had heard of. He cost Premier League team 10 million quid before. And Roberts has been another influential player who was on the cusp of being a journeyman when we picked him up. He's had that many championship loans and stuff. And then Pritchard's the other one. He's played the Premier League before.
It's not incredible scouting to sign
Well,
Clark and Robert.
this is what I'm saying, and Pritchard as well. It's like
Well, I mean,
these are the players who are making the real difference for us. Ahmad last season cost Manu 30 million quid.
yeah. I did, like the I don't know, like I thought we'd I agree with Gareth. I thought we did okay, 20 minutes, half an hour. I thought we started the game quite well, quite brightly. But I think like there's we played well for the first half an hour, I'd say, or whatever it was, but just generally quite well. We didn't do anything in particular very well. It was
No.
just like we're quite positive, and we created a couple of chances. Obviously, got the goal. But it's what you were saying, Gareth. There's no like I'm loath to use the term like identity on the team, and because it sounds very wanky, also you can see the manager's stamp on the team, where you can see the but you can't like with Mowbray, you could see exactly the way he was wanting to play. You'd see that, and even with like Lee Johnson, you knew which way he wanted to play the game for all the many faults he had. This guy, I don't know what like I don't know what he is. I don't know what his plan is. He doesn't seem to have. And the criticism, of Mowbray that he doesn't have a plan B. Well, at least he would try, because this fella. Well, he brought what burst 189, but what's the point? What's the point in that? And why be were you bringing Pritchard out? You could have took Jola for half time, but I don't.
I
There's
just think at
not.
least Mowbray's plan here was bloody good to watch. Like,
Well, it was fun, and like the players clearly bought into Mowbray's plan A. There's whatever the plan is from Bale. It doesn't either. Doesn't look like the players get it. It doesn't look like they want to do it. It doesn't look like it's any good, and I don't even know what it is. So, if anyone does know, then let me know, because it just feels like it's just like.
I'm still, I mean, I think the whole game's going to be interesting. Like, I know you'll cover it later in the week, because obviously we were only down there a couple of weeks ago, and they're quite evenly matched team, and I thought actually we did a good job on them
I
on that
thought we
day.
were all
And
right, yeah.
it's, yeah, and it's like, it's, you know, it is, it's, I'm with the majority in terms of I don't have a particularly good feeling about the appointment, but I'm not prepared to go in on the manager yet, because it's five games, and it does take time to try and put your stamp on it. And like I say,
I don't want him to put his stamp on it, to
no,
be honest.
well, I
No.
know, but like, we have to, though, really. We, you know, we would he's not They're not going to change the manager now, so all we could do is
No.
hope that he's going to improve and do something. And to be fair, the one thing I will give him credit for as well, to be fair, is that, and everyone made a joke about when he was appointed, and he was using the word aligned, which we know, like, the top order love to use those words and stuff, and all the management talk and stuff. And at least to me, he's come in, and it would have been really easy for him to just not say anything, or and play maybe some of these younger strikers who clearly aren't good enough at the moment. And at least he's come out and said what needed to be said, what Mowbray said. Like, I kind of have got a level of respect for him for that he's come in and thought, well, I'm not
But why?
actually actually because he well because he, because he'd be worried he's going to take all. He's come in, and he knows he's under pressure and stuff like
Why
that,
did
and
he take a job
he'd be
though?
he'd be
Exactly. This is I don't understand. This is I don't get it.
You're not going to
Like,
not take the job,
why?
are you? If you're out of
No,
work,
but
you're not going to turn down the Sunderland job if you've
the
got
whole
someone like
point,
his profile.
is that the person coming in is supposed to have been firstly an upgrade, and secondly somebody who is more in alignment with how we operate.
Right, but
It, what it, what,
aside from that, I want
aside
to
from
no,
the
no, because I
important
want to talk
points.
about that. I do want to talk about no, because I do want to talk about that as well, about the fact the board have got rid of a popular manager and done this. But I'm just
It's
saying,
not even about
I do have some level of respect for him for at least coming in and saying, nah, you know what? No, I'm not going to be your fall guy for this. We need a centre forward. We need a defensive midfield player. Like I do have a level of respect for him for doing that, because it would have been easy for him just not to.
I don't. I think it's just very confusing, the whole thing, really. I don't really. It's still baffling. Again, I don't want to go back over it, but I can get if they wanted to get rid of Mowbray, fine, but get somebody in better. Early days, I wouldn't say it looks a lot better.
But it's just nothing.
It's not even entertaining. It's not even entertaining. It's like, so we've gone from like sometimes losing games, but at least we're, it was like when we won, it was the football's pretty good. It's quite attacking and fun. Whereas now we've seen we've gone, the results pattern's the same, but the football's pretty average for most of the time for the vast majority of the games that we're playing. So it's a bit of an odd one, really.
And they've backed themselves in the corner, let's be fair, because they've got rid of a manager who was popular. And if you do that, then firstly, you look at the league table and say, well, that suggests you're not happy with that. But also, when he's come out and said, like, he's put on some of the best training sessions I've ever seen in my life and stuff like that, well, you're backing yourself into a corner there, because then fans are going to say, all right, well, I expect this to improve then. I expect us to be better than what we were under the previous manager, and early signs don't really suggest that might be the case. But it's 30 days, like we say. It just those comments reminded me of Methven's whole 100 points comment when we'd lost to Charlton in the playoffs, and then he put that pressure on Jack Ross to say, well, he needs to show us he's a manager who can go and get 100 points out of his side now. Yeah. And then when we started the season crap, started to say to the fans, whoa, whoa, what's all with all this expectation? So kind of just reminded us of that a little bit.
No, just
go on.
The new 100
points. No, sorry, no, go on.
No, you go first.
I just don't understand how, like, he has his job genuinely. Like, it's just, it's what we've said a thousand times. Like, Mowbray, obviously, yeah, we liked him, I did, and you know, he did a good job, etc. Blah blah blah. You want to move on, right? That's fine. That's like, okay, but like, to do it when. To do it and end up with this, and then like lie. I know you're not going to appoint the manager and go, oh, we didn't actually want him, but you know, this is who we've appointed. But to do this and then to just lie and say that he was the guy who the standout, because he can't have been. Michael Beale cannot have been the best option for this football club to appoint as manager in the middle of this season with the aspirations, if they so have, of getting promoted to the Premier League. I was just at a loss to how he got the job. What and also all he's done after the game on Saturday is just lob his players under the bus. So, like, you know, there you go. He said, "Night, yeah, it was. It's true. Like he was right in a way that it was naive and it was stupid." But he's saying that the squad's really young, and you're saying that you know you don't want to use these players because they're young and they need. But and then you're slagging them off. And you're throwing them under the bus, you know, in front of the media, and it's, well, it's not going to help them, is it? I don't know. He's taking the job knowing what he's got to work with, knowing what the circumstances are around the club. He can't really whinge about it, to be honest, because he know, like he should have just not took this. Like,
the whole thing with this, you know, idea where Tony Mowbray was getting criticised for obviously having a go at certain players and things like that. I think, you know, Meyenda was, sorry, not Meyenda, Hamir was often the example used in these arguments. It was like, oh, well, Hamir's confidence has been obliterated by Mowbray. It's like, well, he started him in the first game. He's had him involved in the squad pretty regularly, and he's brought him on at times. I mean, I can't really recall him coming out and slagging off him after the game or during the game.
No.
Sorry, no. After the games and or during a, like sort of a pre or post match of a game. It tends to be more in the press conference through the week where it's like, look, he's not ready, and we need to help them with some experienced players or some players who are match ready. I think that's abundantly clear to everybody, and the themes continued. But the strange thing is, it's almost like Mowbray was more trying to get the players on the pitch and play them to get them up to speed, whereas it feels like we've kind of abandoned that now. So it's like, well, that's just a bit weird. We've kind of seen, like, I know Stephen's saying they were backed ourselves into a corner, but we probably have in many departments now. It's like we're in a rock, between a rock and a hard place. It's like, we know the players aren't quite there, some of them, yet we have to play them, but he doesn't want to play them. I don't know. It's just really, and if we're going to change the way we do things, we didn't need to change the manager to make
No.
those changes off the pitch. We just needed to keep the one manager we had before, and in January sign some experienced, relatively experienced players or championship ready players who could pull the other lads up. And I don't know if we'll do that. I hope we do because we need to. But if we don't, I think it's going to be a bit of a disappointing end of the season, really.
Well, so there's the whole thing of he doesn't want to use the players. He doesn't want to use you. If you're gonna give it, but then he's given them like 3 minutes. What's the point in that? Like, there's no point. Like, you're bringing Burstow on an injury time on Saturday. Why? You're not. He's not gonna make. Mowbray was criticized heavily for doing with Hamir at Leicester, that was probably the only time he'd probably go out. Well, he has hung him out dry a little bit there by bringing him on. I don't think he even touched the ball. But he's done this. We saw he brought Barn against Newcastle 5 minutes ago, and he had a bit of an image. Why didn't you do this 20 minutes earlier? You know, it might have on Saturday. People are going, oh, well, it gave the defenders something to think about. And like when brought Burst on, so well, how long for? 3 minutes. Like, there's 4 minutes added on. It's what do you expect to achieve? You might get like one lucky chance that falls to him, yeah, and then you go, oh, look at that, great.
Is
But
it
if you're
well?
going to give them
Is it a
something to
me
think
is it
about,
a message to is it a message to the
I know,
board
but if it's a
to say
message, though,
I can't I,
saying,
these players aren't good enough, they'll get 3 minutes and that's all they're going to get.
but he knew that, like, if that if the new manager's coming in now, doing that, knowing what he's taking, why is he, if he's coming in and immediately making a message to the board, why is he taking the job? Like,
Yeah.
what? I don't understand why. If he's not happy with his
It's
squad, he
consistent
just
with everything since he was
say that in the
apologizing to the
interview.
fans after the first game, which I've
Just
never ever
say in the
seen, which I've
interview.
never ever seen in my life.
Doesn't make any sense to take a job and then it's taking a job and then just immediately going, oh, whoa, I didn't realize this was the squad. But that's what he's done. Like, it's
Yeah.
I don't understand it. It doesn't make any sense. We play like it's annoying because we could have quite easily got a point or more out of that on Saturday had he put the you know, other
Yeah.
chance been taken. I don't think we deserved it, but we could have, and you know, there would have been if we'd held on at 1-1, it would have been a decent point. But it
Yeah.
would have papered over a bit more.
He's done a bit of a reverse Ben Ibrahimovic, hasn't he, on the in Sunderland Till I Die. Like who's put Mason Burstow's name on this list? It's a squad list, Michael.
Yes.
So I better play him then.
Right.
But I think it's interesting, just on the point about singling out individuals. I know some people sort of put on there, it seems a bit harsh. Say, oh, it's good. They'll learn from young players getting, publicly criticised or whatever. You need to know, blah, blah, blah. That's okay. If that's your opinion, fair enough. But I
I
don't
think he
know.
did
Just kind of
know.
think, I kind of feel like in ice, it's like, okay, so you're isolating two incidents in the game where we have opportunities to win and then lose the game. But then you've got a scenario where it's like, well, what about like the other 85 minutes of the game where we can influence it, and that's the problem. It's a the opportunities that come our way seem to just happen by chance, really. It's not like a methodology, so I'd be looking maybe more at the methodology situation rather than the fact that's an individual. And to be fair to Ashish, yeah, he should have done better in all those scenarios. But when he comes on, he often has chances or gets into spaces, attacking areas, makes something happen. A lot of our players aren't doing that, but he should have done obviously a lot better than he did. But
He
anyway,
should have. I mean, he has to score, and he doesn't
yeah, he
like
does, yeah.
we're stupid. But he'll know that he doesn't
Yeah.
need to be. You pull him and go, look, come on, like that was a stupid. That was a stupid, free kick. It's not like we're dealing with a problem child who's constantly a nightmare in training or constantly, and then he's gone out and done that. And oh, that's why I don't play him. Well, there's no like there was. He'll know he shouldn't have done that. I think you saw in his face, he knew he shouldn't have done that. And he has to score there. Like, I just don't think you need to come out, and it's almost like, well, you've been here 5 games and you're already lobbing your players under them. You've already come out and said that you don't think they're very good. basically, or they're not old, whatever he said after the new cut. I don't want to play them because they were getting younger. Well, they've come, that's fine. And I do agree with you. But you took this job 2 weeks ago, knowing that this was the situation and knowing that you were going to deal with this. And you can't just whinge about it now. Because also, you're doing nothing to warrant, to like deserve to whinge about it, because the decisions you are making are just like dismal, really. He started Bradley Dack up front against Hull. Has everyone forgotten that, by the way? Like, why did he say that?
Laughing it.
It's just an indictment of the strikers that they've got.
Well, the
I
thing
mean,
is, he spent
they've tried.
a lot of time building Russell up after he scored and had a good game, and then he's dropped in the
Yeah,
next
that was
league game.
harsh.
It's a
That
bit
was really
odd.
that felt really that felt really harsh, because I don't think Newcastle's a fair yardstick for any of them,
Well,
really. I mean, Clark was completely anonymous, so it does seem a bit harsh that his last league game, which is where he needs to be judged on now, he actually scored. Good striker's goal as well, got in front of his man, scored, and it does feel a bit harsh that he was taken out of the team. Yeah. Right, let's move on, and because lots of people have questions or comments that they want us to share.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome back to the Wise Men's Here podcast. Right, we do have got lots and lots of feedback. It's funny, isn't it? Sometimes you put requests out and you barely get anything, and then other times you're like, I'm sorry, I can't read everybody's
Well,
out.
that's quite different.
I try and get a lot of people talking about the model. You would be unsurprised to know.
They're quite different to the questions I usually get on a Thursday.
They are very. Stephen Scott has gone probably the most two-footed in on it.
Good.
There's no such thing as the model. It's just PR bullshit speak, so they can do things on the cheap. Only one person that can claim the model has worked is Ross Stewart. Alex, our bench feels entirely composed of youngsters looking to get game time and not being able to impact a match. This is a fundamental problem with this system. I think that's a good point, because these players need game time to develop if we're then going to sell them on and make a profit, but it can't come at the expense of significantly weakening the team, can it? And this
No.
again is where they've backed themselves in a corner. We aren't, a mid-table championship club in our history, and the fan base aren't going to settle for us. We keep saying we finished sixth last season. We were a fit centre half away from possibly going up. And it's the longest we've been outside the top flight. And I think, like, we don't have we the fans won't accept you just to like to play all these players, let them develop and be crap for a season and
We're
finish
not.
like fifth off bottom or something. People aren't going to accept it. And so how are we going to make a profit on these players now? How?
Why should
They're
they
not
accept
getting
it?
game time.
Why should, like, people won't accept it, right? Nor should they. Like, we're, it's a championship. Like, we're a championship side who should be looking to get promoted to the Premier League. And that's a really good point, that. Like, well, who made or whoever made, sorry, I
It was
didn't catch
Alex.
it. Like, it is a really good point. We're not, Man City under 21s in the Checkered Trade Trophy. We play nice stuff, and it doesn't matter what the end result is. Like, which is quite often in a lot of games, the sort of performance we see. Like, there's no like, oh, these look quite nice in bits, but there's nothing to hold the team together. And it was like, even in those games, you know, like Man United in that competition, you know, it might sound like I'm being stupid. Brought like Tom Huddleston in to play with these kids and like get them through the games. And you look at like Chelsea are a basket case, but they've got Thiago Silva playing. He's 40 and he's like playing these young centre halves and trying to bring them in, and he's still there. And we the model, whatever. We signed Danny Bart in the January of League One season with Speakman. Like, he got us promoted. That's like, you know, the sign Pritt, you know, Pritchard and bringing Roberts in. And Roberts isn't a kid. Roberts is, you know, someone who's been around. He's won the league with Celtic, played in the Champions League. Like, I think it cannot be at the expense of, and that's what it seems to be. Oh, well, great, yeah, we might be able to, but no one's gonna buy them. Like, they're on about West Ham getting Clark, maybe. And waiving potentially the sell-on fees of Ekwa and Elise. But it's not gonna bother them, is it? Not at the minute. Because the team, like, no one's gonna look at either of them two and go, oh, great. It's not a criticism of them, dude. They're fine. But like the
No
plan,
one's going to go. I'm not going to spend £10 million on Adjei Elise. I
you're
mean,
not, are you? Or
if that's
Ekwa.
what, so exactly,
The model's
that's
not
the
working then,
point.
is it?
Yet, I guess their argument would be, well, but my
Yeah.
argument would be, if you've only got four players that are saleable assets,
Yeah.
okay, that's fine. You sell them, whatever. Well, you've got nothing in the squad to replace them. See you do the business right at the end of the window. It'll be like, oh well, we didn't have time to reinvest the money, and we didn't want to, so we'll go with what we've got until next year, and then the process will have to start again of finding players. You can't replace a player of that level with somebody so far below it. I'm not saying you always have to match the level, because you're not going to be able to, but you need somebody who's got maybe, like, if you're talking, like, say, Clark's a 10 out of 10, rather than sign like a 4 out of 10 player who might be a 7 out of 10 player, you need to sign a 6 or 7 out of 10 player now, and then hope that they have a positive impact, because it's you can't just be a feeder club, a development team for players to sell. And again, I've said this before, I'm not really bothered about the money coming in, because I'm not going to see any of it, so why would I be bothered about
Yeah,
that?
exactly.
I'm putting £500 into the club every year with my season ticket, and then more and other bits and bobs. So, if I'm not, I'm, it's not like I'm going to get a dividend back because we sold Jack Clark.
Nice. I
Yeah.
think
£20
would
in the post.
does he need to put, in my opinion, and again, this is a really simplistic way of looking at something, and it's not something I've ever got behind before, where you just say, there's a kid, go on about, like, but with Hamia, he's been signed to make a profit long term. He's not going to play. He's miles away.
I
So it's
sent
going to be like,
part
so
of
he's going to be a write-off, and even if he goes to, like, league, he needs to, in my opinion, needs an English loan move. Because I feel like it would be pointless going back to the continent, because I feel like he needs to learn how to hold the ball up, and he needs to learn how to be able to make the right runs. And let's be honest, I can't. He there's no striker here, even in training, that he can learn from. There's no like experienced striker that he can, you know, learn the ropes from and train or anything. Even if he goes to League Two, like one
I
of the
mean,
better teams in League Two or something, I
like
think if you're
just to
looking at
try and
that
get some,
league,
trying to get some confidence in some way.
he will get eaten alive at that level. You've
Well,
watched that
well.
football. Like, the one thing he really does not do is put himself about.
Right. Well, he needs to
He needs to learn. I know,
go
but
and have
if
a go
you're
at it.
so right, okay, so if you're a team in League Two, why are you taking a player who's fundamentally flawed in a key area for that level of football?
I think
Like,
it's quite difficult, especially this time of the season, to find somewhere for him, because like you're what you've just said there, Gareth. Like, if you're at the top of League Two, you're going to be like, well, you know what? What's he going to offer us? He's going to,
Yeah.
he'd have to go to the National League, I think, and then he'd probably be ability-wise, he
The
might
thing
like.
is, you would hope, yeah, that's it. You'd hope his ability would get him through some of
Get him
those
through it,
flaws,
yeah.
because like because he did score in pre-season against weak opposition, but he scored. He even scored against Mallorca. So like,
Yeah, it was a good
you know,
goal. Likewise.
I would hope. I get what you're saying, but I kind of feel like you're not going to know unless you're not going to find out unless you try it. Because if that is a concern, then where, how else can you bring that to his game? He's not going to get that by staying here and not and sitting on the bench. He's not going to. So you would hope. That's why I said even, because you would instinctively think League One, but like even if it's League Two, to just think, go out and see if his quality is good enough to get him through those games and just build a bit of confidence. And
Are you looking at League Two? Mike Williamson's at Milton Keynes, and he plays like quite was renowned for playing like really good football in the National League with Gateshead. So like a team like that's probably, you know, for us, our side would be like, yeah, it'd be like you'd see him going somewhere like that. But Milton Keynes is just gonna go, well, we've got a guy here who scored 15 goals, like we don't need him. So he might end up with somewhere like Sutton United, who are bottom of the league with, you know, 9 points. I'm not sure that's going to do him any good at all.
no,
Because get...
I wouldn't suggest a move like that.
Well, that's why it's difficult. It's going to be difficult to find him somewhere that's going to benefit him, isn't it? Like, I agree, he needs to go out somewhere, but like, it needs to be the way. Because if you loan him somewhere and he doesn't play, it's completely pointless. Yeah, he might, you know, there might be a striker in training there that he can learn from. Like, at a, I don't know, a Stevenage or someone who's played in the Football League for 20 years. That
I
might
think
be
you
a to just go and train with them for a bit and play with a striker.
Look at Bennett as well as a player who absolutely needs a loan. But again, it's one of them where you think, and I'm noticing an English loan move might be the best for these types of players. But really, realistically, yeah, I feel like this year they probably need to go somewhere a bit more familiar, get some minutes, and then come back and then look, right, this is what I want you to work on out there. Now come and test yourself against the English players in the English league with the stuff we've told you to go away and work on. Because you can still build those attributes under less pressure, maybe in a different environment. But there's just no way, in my opinion, that those players are actually fit for purpose at this stage. I mean, Bennett's been here for 18 months. He still can't speak English. I mean, I'm not saying, just learn another language is hard, but you'd think he'd know like a bit, like maybe, like by now. Especially if you've got all that time on your hands. I don't know, like.
What
Mark
support
Wharton,
have these
so.
players got though?
Well, yeah, that's it. I mean, that's another thing, isn't it? You do wonder sometimes. Mark Bolton's asking just to take in a different direction. Quick answer, I guess, for this one. When are they going to move 09 back into midfield
Never,
and give one the
never.
rest? Not going to happen, is it? They've decided for whatever reason that's not going to happen, haven't they? Preaching the convert in a way a little bit. I think we could probably do with his know-how in there at times and get him away from a position that I just think, again, if you've signed these other centre halves, Seelt has looked okay, hasn't he? After a bit of a
Yeah.
shock on the start, and you need to play. He needs to play if he's not going to develop and become the player you want. Dan Embleton asks, do you think we will A, sign both a striker and a defensive midfielder, B, sign either a striker or a defensive midfielder, or C, sign neither a striker or a defensive midfielder?
I think they'll sign a midfielder, and I think they'll keep Kiefer Muir as the option until the 30th of January, and he'll go to somewhere like Cardiff, and we'll go, no. Oh, you know,
A few
we've
people
tried.
asked about Kiefer Muir as well. Like, is this? I mean, I would really, really be happy with that.
Yeah.
And because it would go against everything they've said, and I wouldn't want to be a hypocrite, and I would praise them for it, because it's what we've been. What we require in this transfer window is just copy and paste it from last January. Like, I bet you could go and dig out a podcast a year ago, and we would be on here saying we need a striker who can occupy defenders, and bring other players in, and we need a defensive midfielder because Corey Evans has just been injured. Nothing's changed. It's just never been addressed.
It
So
doesn't.
people aren't confident, are they, that it's gonna change. I would love them now.
It's
Well, sorry, I'm just reading here that Andreas Wijmann signed for West Brom. I just, it's funny, isn't it? Because you see, keep on
Well,
being
you're gonna
told
have
how
some
hard it
breaking
is.
news there, Gareth.
No, I wish. No, I don't. I think that I wouldn't hold your breath. But yeah, I mean, it's weird, isn't it? How, again, going back to these weird arguments about why it's actually bad to sign a striker, and then it's hard to sign a striker, and then it's strikers actually don't want to sign for another club because in case they can't play every minute of every game. Then it's, well, actually, we desperately need a striker, but we can't really get them because it's too hard. Well, every team has, just look at the teams and you'll see it's debunked immediately because, I mean, teams consistently have a variety and a mix of different strikers. It's just a fact. Like, Kane Jackson scores at the weekend for Ipswich. He's not getting a game every week because Hurst is the main sort of striker of that ilk, but obviously, he gets an opportunity because Hurst's out injured and he comes in and scores. So that's how it works, and it's always worked that way. I don't
It doesn't
understand
really.
why. Go on, sorry.
No. It's signing someone like Kiefer Moore doesn't mean you're abandoning the model. If
If we signed
anything,
Kiefer Moore, that would be one of the best signings we'll have made since we got promoted.
of course,
Without doubt, it would
but
be a fantastic signing. It's
it doesn't
exactly the kind
mean.
of player we need.
Of course, it is, but it doesn't mean that the model goes out the window. If anything,
Of
you're
course,
enhancing
doesn't.
it because the players you've got will learn from him.
Yeah.
Improve their game and potentially be worth more money. There's a lot, experience is like not just in football, in like anything. Like it is though, isn't it? Like, they don't just retire guide dogs when they're like three. Like, they use guide dogs to bring new guide dogs to and help them train. There you go. There's another real life example.
There's an analogy we didn't expect
Well,
here. I love it.
you guys touched on the preview pod, like about Alex Pritchard being 30, but people treating him like he's a geriatric. Basically, it's like he's 30, he's not dead. Like,
What do you think I feel? Older than
I'm 40. I
holding
mean,
at him, various reasons.
but it's just very weird. It's like we've adopted this mentality that actually somebody who's 30 is, oh, well, that's that then for him. Onto the scrap heap we go. Check him into the local centre and leave him there. He's finished. It's like, hang on.
He could
Like
have
in
had a
South.
base, but he could still have a rail card, Alex Pritchard.
It's like in South Park when they dress butters at the dog and try and like there's a dog and try and take him to the take him to the vet to have him put down. It's like that's what we're going to be doing with these players who are 30.
Like one of the dogs taking Alex Pritchard to get put down, coming back with his boots. He's
I mean,
like, oh.
there's a suggestion to say that Tony Mowbray has ruined it for every future head coach by
They get Tony
being
Mowbray.
trusted
Oh.
with, okay, we'll give you one, Tony, and say we'll go, and
Yeah.
then bring in Bradley Duck in. And it's kind of like that, right? Well, that's rude,
Yeah.
right? No, we're never ever going to allow this to happen again.
Well, to be
We're going to
fair, the
stick to
mod
what we're
the
doing. You're not getting an input. You're not
we did
getting a
sign
say.
Jermaine Defoe, which was a model buster, and that wasn't Tony Mowbray. So it's one all, I guess you could say.
So everybody gets one journeyman centre forward.
Yeah,
So
this should be
Kiefer
on
Moore would fall in the category, and
do you
I'd
think
be
he's a
happy with it.
journeyman? I don't think
Kind
he's a
of. Probably
journeyman.
would go. Well, he went at Barnsley. Did he go to Cardiff? Did he play for
He was
Cardiff?
at Ipswich. I think he was at Ipswich, and he didn't do too well. And then he went to Barnsley, did really well, and then got his
Cardiff?
move to Cardiff. And
Yeah, it
then
was
I think
Bournemouth.
Wolves tried to buy him, didn't they? He had a great season, and Wolves were trying to get him on the deadline day, I think, in August a couple of years ago, as a replacement for Jimenez, I think, and it didn't happen. And then he stayed at
Went to
Cardiff, but
Wigan.
he didn't have a great time. Yeah, he was at Wigan as well, wasn't
Season at Wigan.
he? And then he obviously went to Bournemouth and got promoted, and then he's got himself a few goals in the Premier League. But I just find it weird when, we're linked with someone like him,
I just think
and people go on
they're
like
moving
people
him
go
from
on
like,
like.
would you?
I think he would be like he's gonna
Would you be
play. He's
surprised?
gonna play every week, He's going to be the four. He's going to have so. I mean, I know people have made comments about like our lack of chance creation or whatever. I'm sorry, like we the amount of balls we put across the box, I don't get touched by anybody. He's just ridiculous. He'd have an absolute field day. He'd just gobble them all up. Like
Signing for his middle names.
so,
His middle
yeah.
name.
I just think someone like Luton. I just think even someone like Luton would love to have him in their team. And I just think I don't know. I don't know if we're just building our hopes up, but I don't know where the link. It come from Nixon, the link, I think, didn't it? Who clearly gets fed stuff by somebody.
Do you know what's really funny? Is that Adebayo, is that Adebayo at Luton? Look at him last year. He looked okay, but he didn't look anything amazing. He's got himself 6 or 7 goals in the Premier League this season.
I thought he
I
looked good
watched him
last
on
year.
Friday night.
I quite liked him last year.
He's
I watched
all
him on
right, but
Friday.
I didn't think he was amazing. But sorry, go on, Matt. Sorry.
No, I'm not. I was just saying I watched Luton on Friday night. I thought they were good. I thought, like, I watched them and Burnley. I thought Luton was so much better than Burnley were.
I think they'll stay up. I think they'll stay up, personally.
As opposed to Everton. Everton good.
Well,
Did they win yesterday, Everton?
Drew nil,
0-0,
wasn't
Oh,
it?
that's
But
true. Oh, yeah.
Forest as well. Like, it depends how many points they're going to get taken from them now. They're suddenly going to be, Forest and Everton. Right, anyway. Right, that's enough. That's enough about that, I think. I think we've done well. We try not to moan. We try. We say, well, done with mourning out. We haven't mentioned. A few people asked about the Black Cats Bar thing. No.
No.
Yeah, no.
Done.
Yeah,
Finished.
done and dusted from our point of
Never
view.
forgotten, but never
Never
talked about
forgotten, never
again.
forgiven, but you're not going to go on about it again yet. Matt will be back later on in the week with somebody.
Yeah.
To look ahead to that Friday night game. So, yeah, as always, thanks for listening.